Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And as you may have noticed by now, there is no patch up to date. There is no patch notes to go over because there is no patch update. And let's see here. I have the reason here why we get this tweet from Fortnite, from the Fortnite team. They say, known issue, week 5 challenges available in 0 seconds is what it's telling people in the game, but they're not actually available. So the rest of the tweet here says, week 5 challenges will be available on May 31st at 4 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. And they say, this was an intended change to push back weekly challenges to Thursdays. So we get this tweet from the Fortnite team. So actually now it looks like they're pushing back the weekly updates and challenges to Thursdays. They tweeted this out today, actually, about 7 hours ago. So that was, 3 a.m. my time on the West Coast. So that would be, 6 a.m. Eastern time, a few hours after what the normal time is that we get our updates on Tuesdays. It would have been nice to get this, this news from the Fortnite team that they were planning on changing the weekly challenges and updates, before the day that we normally get them. That way we would have known and expected that, we wouldn't be getting a new update and challenges until Thursday. I regularly check the Fortnite news page, the official one from Epic Games, and I follow them on Twitter. This was the first thing that I saw from them saying that this was something that they were going to be changing to. I don't know, maybe I missed it somewhere. Maybe they had announced it earlier. I mean, I know that the week before they had an issue with an update, so they, made their update a day late and came out on Wednesday. But now they're telling us that the weekly challenges and updates are going to be coming out on Thursdays now. Again, I wish they would have told us, beforehand rather than, a couple of hours after what we normally get the update is. But, that's okay. We know now that the next update will be coming out on Thursday. Still the regular time, 4 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. So we'll be looking forward to that. And when we do get that update, then I will be bringing you the patch notes for that and, whatever other messages we get with that. There's no other news from the Fortnite team as of right now. Again, I'm looking everywhere, so in the forums, in their own blog post, in their news on the Epic Games website. So there's nothing else, and so hopefully they didn't forget to tell us about anything else last minute. But let's see here. So instead, since I don't have any more news for you, let's go over some tips and tricks for playing the game. Yesterday we said, that your house is my house, and today I wanted to help you protect that house. And to protect your house, or fort, or your ramp, your buildups, what you're going to want to do is, I see a lot of people do this, and I damage a lot of people using this method, where I see people just building up straight up ramp. They're going high up in the sky, and then if I shoot out, any single ramp either in the middle, or if you take out that ramp at the very bottom of the base or of that ramp, the whole thing is going to come crashing down. And if you've built a ramp, high up into the sky, and that comes crashing down, you're going to be eliminated just from falling. Or, and even if you're not that high up, as long as you're somewhat high up, by the time you hit the ground, you're going to take some damage. So what you can, there's a couple of things you can do to prevent this. One being, build your ramp, help it stay stable by building up, the wall behind it. That way it has something it's resting on, so that way if they shoot out one of those ramps, there will be a wall there that is still holding it up. That way you still have some time to react to get back down or build over in a different direction so that you can get safely back down before the whole thing comes crashing down. So that's, again, so you can build walls, and you don't have to build the wall first and then build your stairs. You can build your stairs, and then you can actually build behind it while you're on those stairs. You can build your wall behind it without having to go around it, and that will help you build up your ramp and the protection for your ramp faster. Okay, now another thing you can do besides just building a wall behind it is make your ramps, you know, you're going to need more materials to be able to do this, but you can make your ramps wider. So instead of just building a single ramp area, build two ramps or three ramps right next to each other as you're building up, with walls behind those as well to keep you extra protected. But if you do that, you know, they can't just take out one single ramp. They'd have to take out all three ramps at the bottom. And then if you also built walls behind those, they'd have to take out all three ramps and all three walls to get your base to start crashing down. So that's going to give you a lot of time to react if you notice that somebody is coming over to protect your base, or I mean to attack your base. That's going to help keep you protected and make sure that you don't, you know, fall down and take damage or get an elimination by not sticking the landing, as they say. That's pretty much all I got for you there. That's going to be something really important especially when you get towards the end game. You know, this is important for any new newbies to Fortnite to really know that, hey, once you start getting the hang of building and editing and you're starting to, you know, want to gain that high ground, think about it also while you're trying to get that high ground, that you want to keep your ramps protected by building walls behind them so that you won't get shot down. And then, you know, this especially, again, this is going to be really important in the late game area to make sure that you can build up, and a lot of bases and forts are built up towards the end game, and a lot of them end up going really high, and you don't want to have yours be taken down. You don't want to get eliminated at the very end of the game because somebody took out your ramp and you came crashing down because you only built a single ramp with no walls behind it, or no 2x2 ramps or a 3x ramp to help you keep your ramps and base stable. That's what I have for you today. That's the tips. I want to thank you guys again for, you know, following the show, getting the word about the show. We definitely hit 30,000 downloads today total all time for the show. We're a few hundred over that as well. By the end of the day, we're probably going to be 31,000-32,000 downloads total for the show. You guys are continuing to do great and get the show out there. The show, the average listeners per show is still continuing to climb every time I put out an episode. And in fact, yesterday when I told you guys that I played with Novocaine 1 yesterday, and I really appreciate what he told me is that, you know, he didn't listen to the show right from the beginning because I didn't even tell any family or friends that I was going to do this show at all. So I didn't expect to get listeners right away, but I started getting a lot of listeners right away for the show, which really surprised me since I wasn't telling anybody. But again, so a lot of listeners have come in, you know, in the middle of the show since I started doing it. You know, I'm 2 months into it almost now, and people came in maybe a month into the show, month and a half into the show. But what Novocaine 1 told me was that once he found the show, he's actually gone back to the beginning and he's listened up from the beginning, and he's got all caught up listening from the first episode and then just listening to them all and getting caught up on everything. I encourage you guys to all do that as well, because you can go back and get all those tips from previous episodes, and you know they're always going to be there in the podcast feed, so if you're ever wondering or needing something, a hint, you can go back to previous episodes and listen to them again, and just get a refresher on how to either edit, key binding, aiming, all the good stuff that we've covered and that we're going to continue to cover. You know, all that stuff is going to be in those previous episodes that you can always find. So if you're a newcomer to the show, I encourage you to go back and listen. Again, most of the episodes, they're anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes. There's some longer ones in there as well, but, you know, most episodes aren't going to take you much time to listen to, and you're going to get some great tips while listening to them. So thank you guys again for checking out the show. Follow me over on Twitch and Twitter. leave those 5-star reviews on iTunes or, you know, whatever you happen to be listening on. But if you do go over to iTunes and the Apple Podcasts and leave that 5-star review and leave a written review, I will read that review for you. What else do I want to get to? Oh, I had somebody ask me if I could start doing or letting you guys know what's in the item shop every day. I don't know if I'll do that every day. I don't always have the time to check the item shop at this time that I'm recording the episode to see what is most currently in there, but I'll do my best to do that, to check daily what is in the item shop and let you guys know what is in the item shop, so you know what items we have available to purchase with your V-Bucks, you know, whatever new skins they have and emotes and sprays or whatever that we're getting, you know, the gliders, whatever new stuff that we get over there. I'll do my best to get those guys to you, get that stuff to you guys every day, but not guarantee I'll get that to you every day, but I'll try doing that to, you know, make the show that much better for you. I love getting suggestions from you guys. Keep sending suggestions in. I just want to continue to make the show bigger and better for you guys. So yeah, that's it for today. We'll be back again tomorrow, and then thankfully on Thursday, that's when we're going to get our update and our challenges. So we'll go over those on Thursday, but I'll be back tomorrow with another tip and trick, and then, you know, any other news that we might get from Fortnite in the meantime. So until then, guys, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.